If you have your Bibles, you can open them up to 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 13 and 14. At times, God says, I might shut up the heavens so that no rain falls, or command grasshoppers to devour your crops, or send plagues among you. Verse 14, then if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and restore their land. I want to point out there the Lord gives, there's several things that he mentions right there to humble ourselves. Obviously, that's important. I believe that every time that we pray, we humble ourselves, or at least that should be the case, because when we come to God in prayer, we are humbling ourselves, saying that, God, you are greater than I am. I am just a man. You are God in heaven. And so I believe that that is a humbling thing to do. Let's seek his face. And then I want to point out, it says, and turn from their wicked ways. That is repentance. That is the definition of repentance, to turn from evil, to turn from wrongdoing, to turn from sin. And as we turn from that, we turn to God and we approach him. And that's what we do, is we seek his face, therefore. But look at what God says. I will hear from heaven when you do those things, and I will forgive their sins and restore their land. I believe that this is something that God wants to use. This coronavirus, I believe, is something that God wants to use in our lives, in our families, in our communities, in our churches, to bring us back to the foundation of where we're supposed to be. This message is really for both believers and non-believers. You can share this with anyone you want to through Facebook. The desire is really that we're to repent. And I want to show you through Scripture, Matthew chapter 3. This is talking about John the Baptist. John the Baptist came as he began his ministry. He said, repent of your sins and turn to God, for the kingdom of heaven is near. Obviously, we know that he encouraged people to be baptized as well, but this was the message. The baptism was proof of repentance. And that's why we still baptize folks today. Okay, so notice the very first word of John the Baptist's message. That message was repent. Repent of your sins. Now, we have a problem in the world today. The problem is we think that, well, I'm the one that gets to dictate what's right and wrong. Well, yes and no. God gives us all a free choice. But what we need to do is make sure that our life lines up to the Word of God. And that is our responsibility. And so let's listen to the words of John the Baptist. But you know what? In reality, he and Jesus preached the same message. Matthew chapter 4, verse 17. From then on, this was after Jesus was tempted, after he was baptized, he went and he began to preach. From then on, Jesus began to preach, repent of your sins and turn to God. Repentance is, I'm going one way. I'm living my way. I'm running after these other things. I'm living in sin. And once faith comes in, belief takes over, and we say, oh, I am not living according to the way God would have me to live. I turn away from that stuff, and I turn back to God. It's in reality a 180. You turn completely around. You don't just say, okay, I'm going to keep living like this and add Jesus to my life. That is not okay, and that's not what Jesus demands. He demands to be first and foremost in our life. That's why we have to repent and turn from the sin. Jesus and John the Baptist preach the same message. Of course, Jesus in Mark chapter 6, verse 12, Jesus sends out his disciples, and they also preached the same message. So the disciples went out telling everyone they met to repent of their sins and turn to God. I certainly hope that you're seeing a pattern here. And this is the word of the Lord for you today. Repent. Repent. I happen to believe that the Holy Spirit is probably pricking your heart right now. There's something. If you don't go to church, if you don't know Jesus, it's okay. But today is your day. Today, Sunday, March the 22nd, can be your day of new birth. See, Jesus said you have to be born again if you want to inherit the kingdom of God. We don't just get to go to heaven because we're Americans. We only get to go to heaven because our sins have been washed by the blood of the Lamb. You can't misunderstand that. If you do, the enemy wants you to misunderstand that. But if you misunderstand that and you miss out on the grace that God has for you, it will be eternal doom. I didn't make it up. God said it, and he'll back it up. And he's calling out to you in grace. And so we have here John the Baptist, Jesus Christ himself, and then his disciples preach the same message, that message of repentance. And in reality, repentance is a daily thing that a believer walks in. And every revival that has ever happened happens by way of repentance. Repentance is the key. Yes, prayer certainly is as well, but God isn't going to hear our prayers until we're ready to repent. So, Luke chapter 13, verse 3. Listen here to what Jesus says. He says, "And you will perish too, unless you repent of your sins and turn to God." Again, I didn't make it up. God wants you to repent. God wants you to turn from sin and turn to him. He wants you to be close to him. He wants to know you and to bless you. I believe that with all of my heart. In these difficult days, take the word of God to heart and repent of whatever the Holy Spirit is convicting your heart of. You know, we don't always like to be told what to do, but that's tough. Because otherwise we are going to be held accountable to what we have and what we know. And in reality, here's the way I look at it. If you step outside, you look at the trees around you, you look up at the sky above, we know that there are stars and other planets in our solar system, in the galaxy and the universe. Matter of fact, some believe that the universe is still expanding. When you look up, you can realize that there is a God in heaven, whether you've ever opened the Bible or not, whether you've ever heard the name of Jesus or not. So therefore, man is without excuse. The challenge today is that you repent. And really what it is it's God showing mercy. It's God giving you grace. And so today, I'm throwing out the life preserver and saying, come to the Father through the Son. Otherwise, you will perish. Acts chapter 17, verse 30. God overlooked people's ignorance about these things in earlier times, but now he commands everyone everywhere to repent of their sins and turn to him. You see the common theme here through the New Testament. And really, it was there in the Old Testament. Matter of fact, in the King James Version, it was over repent or the similar form was used over 100 times in the King James Version of the Bible. And so here we have that it is commanded that we repent. Again, same message. And so let us pay attention to what God says. Let us pay attention to what God desires from us. Let us live accordingly. Luke chapter 24, verse 47. It was also written that this message would be proclaimed in the authority of his name to all the nations, beginning in Jerusalem. Therefore, this is the message. Therefore, there is forgiveness for sins for all who repent. It doesn't matter what you've done. Matter of fact, I happen to believe that there's probably some people listening to this message this morning who are saying, but you don't know, Pastor, you don't know what I've done. God can't forgive me. Yeah, he can. And yeah, he will. If you will repent and you'll turn from that and you run to him, I promise you he will forgive you. Oh, but Pastor, I've committed the unpardonable sin. If the Holy Spirit's convicting you right now, then I don't believe that's the case. If he's convicting you and pulling on you, then you haven't done it because you care enough about it. and he cares enough about you. So then repent. Just repent. Turn from it. Fall on your knees and repent. See, this verse I shared because it says there is forgiveness. There is forgiveness of sins for all who repent. It doesn't mean that, like, have you ever burned a cake? It doesn't mean that you take a burnt cake and then you put icing over it to make it look good. That's not what Jesus does with our life. When we repent, he washes it all away. That yucky's gone. And we are then covered in his precious blood. See, we're forgiven because of the blood, because we took the necessary step of repentance by faith. So today, your challenge is again to repent. Acts chapter 3, verse 19. Now repent of your sins and turn to God so that your sins may be wiped away. Just wash. He wants to wash you. It doesn't matter what you've done. I'm challenging you today to repent and give Jesus your heart. Give him all of you and watch what he'll do with it. He will transform you from the inside out. He will make you new. Church people, this is a message for us as well. Here's the problem. Our nation, along with other nations, are doing things that are inappropriate, that are against God. And matter of fact, nowadays, we're calling those inappropriate, sinful things, we're calling them okay in church now. We've got to wake up. Don't turn a deaf ear to my voice. Don't turn a deaf ear to the voice of the Holy Spirit speaking to your heart right now. We have to repent. Abortion is against God, as is homosexuality. If you've been a part of either one of these or any other sin, lying, cheating, stealing, adultery, hatred, Jesus says that that's murder. The point I'm trying to make is we've all fallen short of God's glory. So I'm not picking up rocks to throw them at you today. What I'm doing is, again, I'm throwing out the life preserver, trying to pull you in into the family of God because he loves you. I believe that he loves you like crazy. My Jesus stood, he went and he was nailed to a cross so that you could be forgiven. You see, his death brings us life. And he defeated death. He rose from the grave, praise God. And you can rise as well from a life of sin to a life of serving Jesus. And that is available to you today. All you need to do is repent. Church, let us repent as a church, as a nation, and believe God and trust God that he will, that his hand will be upon us. This message has been burning in my heart for a few weeks. And the closer that I got to this day, the more it was burning. I felt like my heart was about to pop. All you need to do to give your heart to Christ, repent. Again, the definition of repentance is I'm living this way. I'm going my way, and I'm saying that's not the right way I should go. I recognize that now, and I turn from those things, and I turn back and embrace God. That was what the message was over and over through the New Testament that I showed you this morning. So all you need to do is you need to pray a simple prayer, and I'd love to help you with that. And that prayer, It has to do with repentance, but also has to do with belief in who Jesus Christ is. So if you're listening and you are at the point where you're ready to ask Jesus to forgive you of your sins, then I'm going to lead you in that prayer, and you can repeat after me. We're going to pray now. Heavenly Father, I thank you for sending your son Jesus to die on the cross for me. I believe that you are who you say you are, and I need to repent today. Forgive me and cleanse me. Help me to prove that by my actions that you have made a difference in my life. Dear Jesus, wash me and cleanse my mind and make me brand new. I believe in you, and I need you to help me to live a life that would honor you. I give you my life today. Live through me, Lord Jesus. I surrender to you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you prayed that prayer, I believe that you have been born again, the Bible calls it, in John chapter 3, when Jesus had a conversation with Nicodemus. I believe that he made you new on the inside. And then here's what your next step is. Continue to talk with God, build a relationship with him, and also tell others about him. Tell others about what he's done in your life. Tell others about the forgiveness that you've received and the sins that he's washed away. You don't have to go into all the detail about the sin, but you want to definitely go into the detail about how he washed you and made you new and took that load, because that's what he does. That's what he does. And if you didn't pray that prayer and you want to pray that prayer, you can pray that any time. If you did pray that prayer, I'd love to know about it. You can message me or whatnot and let somebody know what Jesus did in your life. But again, we're at a pivotal point in what's going on in our nation and around the world. Let's pay attention. Let's listen to the voice of the Lord. And let's know what he says in his word. You have to be in it to know his word. It's what he requires. So repent and turn to God. Let's pray. Father, thank you. Thank you for today. Lord, we're doing church differently today. We're in our homes, and Lord, I ask that you would just comfort your people, provide for them. God, I plead the blood of Jesus over our people and ask, God, that you would just intervene in their lives. Ask that you would protect them. Ask that you would place a hedge of protection around them. I ask you, Holy Spirit, that you would fill their room and fill their homes with the presence of the living God. I ask, God, that you would show them wonderful things in your word. And Lord, I ask that you would help us to be the church, even though we're not able to meet. Let us love one another. Let us be gracious and share and care for one another. We give you all the praise today, God. Thank you so much. You're worthy, and we honor you. In Jesus' precious name, amen. God bless you. Holler at us if you need anything. We love you, miss you, and I look forward to seeing you real soon. God bless you. Stay safe. Wash those hands. Thanks so much.